Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 6:16. Coming off our first drinks for pink last night. That is a one pink. There are no plural in pinks. Anyway, drinks for pink. It may have been a typo. Anyway, we're at Bott's Tavern in downtown Selins Grove last night. And I said to someone, I think, as I was going in the door, this has to be the first time I was in here in about 30 years. But it wasn't. I confused the other place, which is no longer open. There used to be a place called the Upstairs Down in downtown Selins Grove.
Where was that?
It's somebody's basement, but it was just a couple doors down. Mm-hmm. I think three doors down from Bott's. But anyway, so yes, I had been in Bott's recently, and I was there again last night for the first time in a few years. What a good time. People were just ready to just let it all hang out.
First and foremost, I have to say, a huge thank you to the owners and staff of Bott's because they dressed to impress.
They're all in pink, and more than one waitress was dressed like a ballerina.
I know. It was great.
It was great.
I had a burger that I ate one of the standing at the bar. Yes. The tavern burger. Mm-hmm. Delicious.
Yeah. They were serving them out.
Oh, my gosh. Mm. It was so good. And then I don't know what Allie and Sammy were mixing up. And then they had help from one of their regular bartenders.
But John. What a great guy.
Right? Big, tall guy.
When I was leaving, he was like, John Heim, make sure you remember. I was like, okay, John. What? Shout out to you tomorrow morning, buddy.
I asked him. I was like, oh, hey, what's this pink thing? And he goes, I don't even know. Just drink it. I was
they
like,
invented
okay.
The pink drink
yes.
last night.
So I was like, I'll have one of the pink drinks. It was so good.
Oh, so you liked it?
Yes, it was delicious.
All right.
And then we may or may not have had a shot. And John.
The blue moon was flowing
yes,
as
it
a
was.
Special.
But John, again, I was like, that was so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't do shots all that often.
Yeah.
Like, here it is. And he goes, I don't know what I put in it. I just made it up. I was like, what? So fun.
The boss man may or may not have bought that round of shots. I'm just
really?
Throwing it out there. Yeah,
thanks, Raj.
It was just a great time to see a community coming together like that. And then a lot of the customers in their pink too.
Yes.
Pink shirts or pink hats or, you know, wearing some kind of pink. You'll have many opportunities to do this again in the month of October, but it's brand new this year we continue to paint the valley pink. It's called Drinks for Pink. And
we're going to head up river next week, I believe.
I don't even know if we're supposed to talk about it yet.
It's in the works.
It's in the works.
It's in the works.
All right. So just keep listening and grab your friends. It's a great way to wrap up a Wednesday or a Thursday or a Tuesday. We got them all over the map.
We do.
So yes, thank you. Thank you for last night. Thank you to the owners of Bott's, Rick and Donna, and John, the bartender.
And thank you to everyone who donated via tips. Because
exactly.
It's all for the Thyrium Humphrey Center for Breast Health, which is awesome.
That's what we're there for. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. With late night TV.
American Airlines says passengers on a recent flight may have been exposed to hepatitis.
Ooh.
Yeah, passengers should have known something was up before the flight when the gate agent was like, now boarding zones A, B, and C. That's hepatitis A, B, and C.
94KX, what did we used to say back in the 80s? Herndon is a place on earth. Belinda Carlisle. News coming up next. A check on sports and AccuWeather. All right, we got to do sports. Matt's in the room. Here we go. Laura, you can just go polish the furniture or whatever you were doing yesterday.
No, I cleaned this whole... It's all nice and clean in here now. Yeah, I cleaned the whole studio.
It is. It's very nice. But we had two very important baseball games last night.
Yes, we did.
To determine who is going to the league championship series. One of them, a great game. The other one... Not so much. The other one was on the flat screens.
Yes, it was. Bots. Yes, it was. I did notice that.
There it is. The St. Louis Cardinals advance to the NLCS. The Cardinals beat the Braves in Game 5, 13-1.
Yeah, 13-1.
When I left Bott's last night, it was still a shutout.
No way. No. I saw the first run scored as well.
I didn't see it. No, it was like something zero when I looked at the TV.
It was 11-0 before they scored,
me.
I think.
I know that for sure. Anyway, because I remember turning to a crowd of people and saying, oh, they're coming back now. How embarrassing is that? A 13-0 game in like the first inning.
But in one front of their what? Two fans, the Braves?
Here we go. And now, meanwhile,
just throwing it out there.
Meanwhile, in the other game, 10th inning, mm-hmm. tied up.
This is deep to center field. Bellinger's back. It's a grand slam.
Holy moly.
Howie Kendrick with a 10th inning grand slam to break it open.
Wow. So the Nationals are moving on, whereas the highly favored L.A. Dodgers, with one of the best records in baseball, they're going home.
Sad times.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
I like surprises in sports.
I must say, though, I did call Nationals, Cardinals, NLCS. I thought the Nationals would find a way to beat the Dodgers.
That would
stay red hot. I think the Cardinals are going to win the NLCS.
Sometimes the best isn't the best, buddy. You should think about that heading into the ALCS. Sometimes the best is not the best.
That's true. No, I would be a little worried about the Rays if the Rays were to win Game 5 tonight.
Ooh. The actual sports coming up next. We just like to do baseball highlights at 6:30, so Matt and I could talk about sports, and Laura could just stand there and make faces at us.
It's fine. When you're ready to talk about football or NCAA basketball, you let me know.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, here we go. 6:47. We talk about this all the time. We live in a crazy world, and things seem to be getting weirder and weirder.
That is a true, true statement.
Remember the old days when the weirdos were only in Florida? We make fun of that all the time.
We do. Sometimes I feel bad for Florida, particularly because I do have family there. I have in-laws there.
Well, everybody has family there. It's called Grandma Moved to Florida after she retired. This story comes from New Jersey. New Jersey is also very weird, but 71-year-old lady.
Okay.
Arrested for cheating in church bingo.
Now, this is a big deal. Hey,
bingo is a big deal.
You don't mess
Catholic,
around. Oh, you do not mess around in the bingo hall.
No, you don't. Serious business.
So what did she do? How did she cheat?
They don't really go into detail, but just 71-year-old Teresa Davis is in jail because she cheated in bingo.
Yeah, bingo's big business. It's a shame, but, people sometimes they get desperate and they do things.
People would step so low to do something like that, and it's a disgrace to this community.
It seemed like they did their homework, so it wasn't an accident. So, I mean, you know, they were trying to get some money out of it.
Nowadays, I won't pass anything by anybody. It's amazing what these people can do nowadays. I think they should go to jail.
You got to do what's right, morally right.
She cheated? Worth $200, she's got a $1,500 fine, and she's going to jail.
Wait, we got to find out more
on this, because what they do, put like, did they weigh the little ping pong balls? What
I was
did they
going
do?
To say, how did she cheat?
I don't know.
She cheated to win $200, that's it?
Yeah, now she's going to jail.
To the clink for $200.
I kind of feel sorry for the lady, but so please, we need more info on this story. I remember years ago, somebody got busted for cheating in the Pennsylvania lottery. It was one of the dudes who operated the machines. Mm-hmm. They shot a little paint in the ping pong ball there.
Made it a little heavier.
Made a lot of them heavier, and the other ones were going up in the chute. And so maybe that's what she did, but 71-year-old woman going to jail for cheating at church bingo.
Cheating never pays, man. Doesn't.
Today's lesson for the day, kids. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News is coming up next to check on sports. I don't think we talked enough baseball yet. And also on the way, your AccuWeather forecast for the next couple of days. Are you Googling Halloween costumes? Halloween parades locally are starting here, what, next week? And they go on until Christmas?
I don't. I think the end of the month.
I hope so.
Yes.
Can we please end this by, let me think the date. Oh, actual Halloween on October 31st.
Yeah, well, it always runs to the end of the month because then we're worried about Christmas right after that and we just skip Thanksgiving.
Isn't that the truth?
Yes.
Google your costumes. Here are the top ones being Googled now. A witch costume. Oh, that's
typical.
It's typical. Spider-Man. He's back. A dinosaur. Disney's Descendants. A clown. That's typical.
Yeah.
Fortnite. Why would you want to dress like a character from Fortnite? Really? Come on.
That's actually not surprising.
I guess your kids would, but come on. Chucky from Child's Play. Still popular. Or you can dress like John Gruden from the Raiders. Same costume.
That's awesome.
The 80s are real popular this year. 80s costumes and unicorn.
Oh.
Just make a cardboard cone or an ice cream cone and stick it on your forehead. You're a unicorn.
You want to know another NFL coach that's always a popular costume? Andy Reid.
Yes, he's getting very popular. And then, of course, there's Ditka.
Ditka. Mike Ditka, too. Yeah,
just put a mustache on and some sunglasses. Yes.
Chew the gum.
Ditka. Yeah. Okay, couples going to Halloween parties together. Here are the top costumes being Googled. Lilo and Stitch.
Ooh.
Easy.
That's interesting.
That's a great idea.
Bonnie and Clyde.
Okay.
My daughter Becca went to a party in South Philly last year as Bonnie and Clyde. And they're almost put in jail for no reason at all. Cosmo and Wanda. Okay.
From the Fairly Odd Parents. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, popular. That's a throwback.
Yeah.
Adam and Eve. What do you just do?
Oh.
Ooh.
Whoa, buddy.
Four fig leaves would cover that, right? Three
whoa,
for
buddy.
The girl, one
all
for
right.
the guy.
Whoa, buddy.
That escalated quickly.
That escalated very quickly.
And here's one, Cheech and Chong.
No, thank you.
All right. And if you're going to dress your dog, the top costumes are Chucky, an Ewok from Star Wars, a spider. I don't see Murphy dressed as a spider.
Yeah, no.
Pennywise from It. No.
No.
And a dinosaur. I could see MacGyver as a dinosaur.
MacGyver would be an excellent dinosaur. Yeah. This year, Murphy already has his costume.
Oh, boy.
Because it goes with the family theme.
Oh, there's a family theme.
There is, to include the nephews and Boosha and Papa and Uncle Keith.
Okay.
We're all characters from Toy Story.
All right, that's a cool idea.
I
awesome
idea. Am Bo Peep, and Murphy is my sheep.
That is excellent.
Excellent idea.
That is perfect.
Speaking of your family, the favorite costumes for baby, banana. I love a kid dressed like a banana. I don't know why. It's just hilarious. A Dalmatian. That's always cute.
I love a good monkey.
The Grinch.
Oh, my gosh. That's hilarious.
Yeah, actually, that is
like the baby
cute.
Grinch with like the funky hair from the new one.
Pumpkin, too, is a good one, of course. All right. That's a classic.
Pennywise from It. No.
No.
But here's my favorite. And I'm not pointing out one of your nephews, but... Here's my favorite. The top five baby costumes coming in at number five. Stay Puft the Marshmallow Man.
Oh, for Bryson.
Yes.
He's a little chunkers.
News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning at 7:16. If you're driving right now, you could be doing something very, very dangerous.
Checking your cell phone.
One would think it would have something to do with your phone or texting or something like that. No, eating. Most of us eat and drive. Eating and driving is very dangerous, especially doing it in the morning.
I eat and talk on the radio.
That's right. You do. And you do it quite well.
Thank you.
You can't eat and drive because Murphy would take it out of your hand
while
you drove.
It's also dark. And I feel like I need two hands on the wheel to pay attention to all of the critters that tend to be very, very active in the wee hours of the morning. And then add the fog.
And the RRs, as they say.
Yes.
Be careful in the RRs. Now, this is a nationally based study, so we don't all live out in the sticks with wild animals. But eating and driving is becoming increasingly as dangerous as doing anything else while you're driving, according to Insure.com. The most dangerous foods behind the wheel, French fries. French fries, candy bars, hamburgers, chips, and a tie between donuts and granola bars as you open your granola bar there.
Do you know what? I bet you the French fry is dangerous and one of the top ones because you want ketchup on your fry.
Oh, okay.
Think about it.
Didn't think of that.
Think of it.
So now you're dipping and eating.
And eating.
And trying to steer.
And trying to drive. So that probably involves your knee somehow.
Yes, your knee is doing the steering.
There it is.
I may or may not have done that. And how about the one fry that you drop and it goes between your legs? And so you got your other hand down there in the private area trying to get it out.
Or between the seat and the center console. And then it lives there for 6 months.
Yeah, leave that one go.
That's why you have a Murphy.
Because your kids are doing that in the back seat anyway. God knows what they're dropping under the seats.
Just bring the dog in the car every once in a while, and he'll snarfle out all of those little crumbs.
Snarfle?
And
that's
he'll
a word.
Snarfle out.
He's going to Hoover it. Yeah. 56% of Americans admit to eating while driving on a semi-regular basis. 7% say they do it every day. It's no big deal.
Probably during that 27-minute commute.
Imagine what Insure.com, well... probably didn't exist back then. But imagine what insurance agencies thought about the first time a restaurant said, we're going to put a drive-thru window here.
And they were like, what?
They're like, wow, here it goes. So the most guilty Americans, they say, are older Americans between 55 and 64 years old.
Really?
I would think it would be like the young mom or the young dad going to work. You know, they had to take care of the kids, feed the kids,
on
pack
the
their
go.
Lunches. So then they're doing it on the go. 17% of us say we never eat behind the wheel. Guess what? You're lying. Because I think we all do.
I think we all do, too.
So if you're on the way to work, go ahead and eat.
Question.
Just be careful.
Question.
Yeah?
Is there eating in the Mustang?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You're not that kind of car guy.
You better not make a mess, though.
Fair enough.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning with Late Night TV.
University of Kansas officials apologize for Snoop Dogg's stripper-filled performance last weekend, saying he promised it would be more family-friendly than usual. Going by the C-section scars, the strippers all did have families.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. The only thing possibly more annoying than that song is watching news guy Matt dance to it. It's just one of them.
He was getting his rave on.
I love this song.
He was getting his rave?
His rave on. Did you see that?
And how about that steering wheel thing he was doing?
Oh, yeah.
Like hand on the top of the steering wheel.
It's one
wheel
of my signature dance moves.
Oh, is it really?
Oh, it is.
Okay.
Just ask my wife.
Says the 86-year-old trapped in the 26-year-old's body.
Your poor wife. Your poor wife.
I love Lisa.
All right. Yeah. Birthday buddies on the way. We'll dance to that, I'm sure. In the meantime, musical guests who are celebrating birthdays. Maya, the R&B singer, is 40 years old today. She did a remake of that Kitschy Kitschy Ya Ya Mama song, that Lady Marmalade thing. Who else, music-wise? People like you might not even recognize. Martin Kemp is 58 years old today. He's in the band Spandau Ballet.
I got nothing.
I know my love is true. La, 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 la. Oh, God.
I don't know. Sorry. I don't.
You never slow danced in a middle school dance to True?
Doesn't sound familiar.
It was sampled in about 100 rap songs.
Maybe.
After it was
I would have to hear it.
Okay.
Sorry.
Tanya Tucker is 61 today. She's old school country singer. My man, David Lee Roth, is 65 years old today.
Oh.
I wonder if he still wears those stretchy leopard print pants. 65 years old, it's not really a...
Yeah, might be time to move on from those.
Yeah, especially at the Senior Action Center, it's just not happening. All right, let's check the local celebs. We call them Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies.
Happy birthday to Amy Barrier from Mifflin Town. She's 34 years old today.
A very happy birthday to Jenna Lahr from Northumberland, 33 today.
Tanya Kothner is 47. Happy birthday.
Angela Gemberling from Port Treverton is 49 today.
Kathy Durr from Sunbury is 55.
Tracy Carr from Sunbury is 52. Happy birthday.
Denise Miller is 47 today. Happy birthday.
Kim Potter from Dionville is 47.
Wendy Swanger from Mifflinburg is 53. Happy birthday.
And a happy birthday to Elizabeth Peck from New Berlin. She is 34 years old today.
Terry Furster from Sunbury is 45.
Today is October 10th.
Yes, it is.
All right, Steve is on the text club. Birthday buddies announcement.
Woo-hoo.
I like that. Happy birthday to Nick Stahl of Sunbury, 31 years old today. Hey, happy birthday, Nick.
We have a couple from Facebook as well.
All right.
A very happy birthday to Brandon Reprich. He's 26 years old today. That is from Colton.
Mm-hmm.
And little Kaya Hoke turns 11 years old today. She's in fifth grade at Sealands Grove Intermediate School. And that's from mom and dad.
Aww, have a good day at school and happy birthday.
Happy, happy birthday.
Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So if you have a birthday you would like to hear, just like some of our friends, have messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page. You can do that. You can call us on the Ford Fun Line or text at 49330. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. I love that song. Thank goodness I'm not behind the wheel. Running down a dream.
Don't distract yourself with all of the steering wheel tapping.
No, it's just aggressive. Yeah, there is the steering wheel tapping, but I'd be like stomping on it. Anyway, welcome to a Thursday with Tom and Laura on 94KX. It is National Metric Day.
Oh.
So in other words, we don't celebrate it because we never really got into it. We tried it in the 70s. It didn't work. So we don't do anything metric in this country.
It literally is the easiest system to use.
I know. So why doesn't it work in the United States? We don't know.
How would we know?
Because we're stubborn. We tried it officially. Who was President Nixon? Somebody back in the 70s said,
okay,
we're going metric. And after a while, they're like, no, no, forget it.
How would we know how large the king's foot was if we don't continue to use our imperial system? Seriously, these are or
for you guys in the fire company.
Or how big is his thumb? How big is it from knuckle to fingertip on the thumb?
2 centimeters.
I don't know, but it's an inch.
We'll never know.
Happy Metric Day. 10-10. Since 1975, a day celebrating the metric system and measurements in factors of 10, like the rest of the industrialized world. But yeah. Not in the U.S.
Nope.
We still like inches, feet, mm-hmm. yards, miles, mm-hmm. teaspoons, cups, gallons, pounds, and Fahrenheit. Unless you're a doctor with a prescription or you're running a 10K. So celebrate 10-10 and Metric Day. Now pour me a pint.
Thank you very much. Why do we call them 5Ks? It's the only thing we do in metric.
3.1 miles.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Murphy's getting crazy because the Wise Market ladies are here, and they always bring treats. Beth, just run.
No.
Catherine,
it's Catherine's fault.
Oh, we blame Catherine because she gets Murphy excited.
That's Murphy's girlfriend, and he loves her so much right. that when she enters the room, he just gets all wiggly and excited.
Well, I get a little wiggly and excited when the Wise Market ladies come in, too. But it's a different kind of...
Okay, let's move on.
We've got news coming up next. I don't even know if we have time to do this, but we got talking about the metric system a few minutes ago and the way the United States is ignorant that they never caught on to it. But you said, the metric system isn't all that foreigners wonder about Americans. So you got it up on the screen. Go
yes.
ahead.
Okay.
Fire a couple eyes.
The rest of the world gets seriously confused about America. And here's just a few.
Okay.
Our toilets have so much water in them. Like
yes.
they're full to the brim. Why?
Well, we're
working on
that.
You don't need that much water. Why?
Matt's putting in a new bathroom. That toilet yes. probably has less water in
it. The rest of the world, breadsticks that you would get in like a fancy Italian restaurant are tiny and skinny.
Yes.
And they're meant to just like as an appetizer with your beverage. No, we have basically medium-sized baguettes as breadsticks.
We like our bread.
We like our bread.
Yeah.
So what?
Exactly.
The way TV shows are displayed as 8, 7 Central.
Well, we have a big country.
Yeah,
we stretch
exactly.
over more than
we
one time
We can't help
zone.
That.
We can't help
yeah.
that. Come on.
We gotta do what the people need.
Playing sports in
yes.
high school, no matter what age you are,
right.
is a big deal here. A huge deal. And then if you get a scholarship to go to college or a university,
yeah.
forget about it.
Yeah.
And you talk about it until you're at least 87.
Okay. Well, that's because everybody in Europe sucks at sports.
Yeah, exactly.
to
have fun here.
This is America.
Yeah, exactly.
America.
Okay. We proved that during the World Cup.
On
there
that
it
same,
is.
Matt, you would confuse all of my French friends because you're literally clothed head to toe in sports apparel.
Yes.
And then they don't understand why college-level sports are such a thing.
It is a big thing.
Again,
this is America.
We like to have fun.
But like you didn't go
the
to
U.S.
Duke.
Of A.
You didn't go to UNC.
It doesn't
but
matter.
Yet you're
well,
wearing
that's why I don't wear
apparel.
That stuff.
And then my favorite.
Okay.
The massive gaps in public restrooms. In the stalls.
Well,
oh, hey, person
Europe?
Sitting next
tent?
To me. Are
do?
You having a good poop?
What?
Oh, yeah,
what?
Me
wait.
Too.
All right,
wait.
Yeah, that I can understand.
Like, you can literally reach underneath and, like, high-five the person next to you in America.
Look,
yes,
I ain't reaching underneath any stall anywhere. I don't care if I'm in
anywhere
Europe
else
or
in the world. It's like your own little enclosure. The door goes all the way to the bottom. It's like your own private room.
Right.
It still blows my mind, like, why American bathrooms are
I'll give
the
Europeans that, because this is part of the reason why I'm not a big fan of the away game, especially in a very public
right?
place like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then
no.
last but not least,
okay.
high school graduations in general.
Yeah.
But then also prom.
Proms are a big
it's
deal.
It's like they hate us for prom, but they love us for prom. All of the exchange students, the
yeah.
first thing they ask, can I go to L.A. and New York City all in a weekend? And what about prom?
Again, we like they just don't have fun in Europe. They're just jealous.
Proms are stupid.
I'm
anyway.
Pretty sure in France they have a ton of fun. Lots of fun.
Not as much as here in America.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't like America, you get out. Oh wait, we're starting to sound like news radio, WKOK.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Expert. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning on the way to work, and we've got the Wise Markets Healthy Bites ladies with us.
Good morning.
Catherine and Beth.
Good morning.
Hi, ladies.
It's so nice when you come in. Yeah, we're used to seeing you on a Wednesday, but we're painting the valley pink on Wednesdays.
I feel like that's why we're kind of like a little jazzed more energetic up. And jazzed up because it's a Thursday. We all know tomorrow's Friday, and we're used to them coming midweek.
And Murphy's here.
Well, yeah, Murphy helps you ladies.
I learned the hard way that when Catherine and Beth are coming to the studio, I make sure Murphy is here.
I was very upset that time he was not here.
All right.
I know. Right. Murphy does love, he loves Wise Markets, and he loves the Wise Market ladies.
Do dogs catch the flu? No, probably
no,
not.
There is parvo, which is kennel cough, which is a similar thing. He does not want to chat about this.
No, he doesn't. Murphy's pretty upset. Here's the deal. It is flu season, and we have to get ready for it, and that's why Catherine and Beth are with us. There's a lot of ways to avoid the flu, right? And they're actually quite simple.
I think we would say number one is to get the flu shot. And the CDC, the Centers for Disease Control, recommends a yearly flu shot for anyone starting at 6 months of age, especially high-risk folks.
Okay.
So children, pregnant women, and the elderly.
Yes, they are just, if those groups do get the flu, they're more likely to have more serious complications.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So get the flu shot. And it's not, you might still get the flu, but you won't get as sick.
Oh, okay. That's an interesting point. Enough.
Other than getting the flu shot, are there any foods or things that we can eat to sort of boost our immunity, our immune system?
Right. And this is not like, oh, I feel a cold coming on. I better, start eating better. So these are kind of things you need to do all year long to keep your immune system up. So eating a bright plate, lots of fruits and veggies on there if you can. Yogurt has those probiotics that keeps our immune system going.
Okay.
Just simple things like that. Okay. Just incorporate them every day to keep your immune system revved up all year long.
All right, so we get our flu shot. We're eating right. What else?
Getting enough rest. Yes. So ideally, eight-ish hours of sleep, which is, sometimes difficult, but the more you can kind of rest, the better. Mm-hmm. A well-rested body certainly can fend off cold and flu germs more easily. So just try to get that downtime in and give yourself that me time to snooze a little bit. Sleep. And no surprise, wash your hands. Avoid sharing chapsticks, glasses, anything that, someone might have used.
Right.
Silverware. And
hard to believe, but people do that. Sometimes kids do it because they're all little friends. It's like, no, don't do it. But when adults do it, here, got any chapstick? Yeah, here, use mine.
Yeah.
I'm kind of grossed out about that. I don't know where your mouth is. Baby, get out of here.
I don't know what that facial expression was, but it really added there.
That's Tom's germaphobe expression.
I'm not a germaphobe, but there's just some things like,
that just
creeps out. Let me sip your drink to see if I want one. No, get your own.
Yeah, that's true. Like, just commit. Commit to the drink and go with it.
Or ask the bartender for a small sample.
Well, it doesn't have to be that kind of drink, but okay.
We're getting a little off topic here.
We weren't going there. Anyway, okay, so is that all? Did we cover all of them?
One more, staying active. Just really helps to keep your immune system healthy. Walking, like simple things you can do just to get moving every day.
I swear running outside in the wintertime keeps me healthy.
Agreed.
Because of the fresh air. I don't know why.
It clears out your
all the
lungs
stuff.
And,
yes.
Yep. Old mama used to open up the windows in the wintertime once in a while and say, let's get all the stink out of this house.
Exactly.
The germs.
Yeah, because we're all cooped up in the winter.
Yeah.
You got to blow the stink off you.
Okay. And our last tip, so get your cold and flu survival kit ready now. Because, it really can come on fast. All of a sudden you don't feel good, then you can't get out to get, crackers and Gatorade and anything that you would need when you're sick. Get stocked up on that now, and then you have it.
All right. I don't have one. Maybe, I don't know. Maybe we should go to Wise Markets and get one.
I think you should.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a listener listening might need to go to Wise Markets to get one.
What do you think, ladies?
I think they should. Yes.
All right, let's open up the Ford Fun Line at 1-800-326-94KX.
What caller?
Six.
Ooh, all right, caller number six.
Because you gave us six tips. Very good.
Yes.
Caller six, toll free.
1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Thank you, humans, for helping us out with the first ever Drinks for Pink last night in Selins Grove. Also, for you people who participated in the Pink Petals arranging for awareness. That was a huge success, too.
Oh, my
goodness.
Check
out the photos on social media.
What a wonderful group of ladies who participated in that. Our coworker, Denise, shared just the nicest photo out at Ard's Farms.
Mm-hmm. Group photo.
Pink pumpkins, orange pumpkins, arrangements inside from Gilly's Lilies. Oh, it looks so nice. I wish I could have done both.
Why didn't you?
There's not,
They were the exact same time.
We're talking about the back roads from Mifflinburg to Salesville.
I don't think I would have had enough time to do both. The traffic on that strip is
next thing
awful.
We have to do is get online and vote for Tom Morgan. Cooking Men is the next real big event.
Okay, so not next week, the week after. So there's 2 weeks left
for
voting for Top Chef. The easiest way is to head to the Tom and Laura Instagram, click the link in our bio, and $1 or $10 or even $100 or $1,000.
That'd be great.
Right? Our goal is to raise $1,000.
Okay.
Wonderful.
So vote for Morgan.
Vote for Tommy Tom.
Vote Tom.
And a vote for Tom is a vote for, actually, underinsured women in central Pennsylvania, because that's where all the money goes to the Thyram Humphrey Center for Breast Health, and it helps women get mammography and breast care that they wouldn't otherwise have access to.
So do it today or tomorrow. It's all good. News is next. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning, singing of summer. Heck, it's fall, and that means Knoebel's Hollow Fun with 94KX. Hollow Fun. I think that sounds better than Halloween.
Hollow Fun.
Because for some, Halloween is fun. But
you're not necessarily the biggest Halloween fan.
No, but I am when it comes to going to Knoebel's at Halloween.
Of course, because that means Phoenix in the dark, all kinds of fall food, spooky antique cars.
How do you win, he asked.
You have to listen for those keywords all day long. When you hear one, text it to 49330. You're instantly entered to win a prize pack to Hello Fun.
With Knoebel's.
And 94KX.
Tom and Laura in the morning. There we go. The exit door is to the right. Sean Carey is on the way next. Tomorrow's a Flashback Friday.
Is SC making his coffee again?
No, I just saw him through the window.
Oh.
What's he doing?
Oh, I don't know. Where is he?
It's not like he's afraid of Murphy the Morning Show dog.
No, Murphy loves Sean.
He's a big fan.
Tomorrow is a Flashback Friday. Oh, here he comes. Come on, Sean.
He's got so many things to
do.
He does.
I know. It's busy.
Just leave him alone. Okay. He'll be fine. Just say good morning. Trip over the dog, Sean, and say good morning real quick.
There you go. I'm going to trip over the dog.
No, Sean, he's a good boy.
Thanks for being out last night, bud.
It was a fun time.
Wasn't it
Drinks
so nice?
Drinks are pink in Sealands Grove?
Had a blast.
All right.
Yeah. Big things coming next week. Details ahead, hopefully. And then, of course, the rest of the month with Paint the Valley Pink. Don't forget, there's a contest going on. As a business, you can sign up to decorate your business and win.
Yep.
Also, vote for Tom.
Details on the way. Sean Carey's next. Have a good day, everybody.
Bye, guys.